with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. When identifying a plant, it is incredibly helpful to know what parts of the plant to take pictures of to assist in identification. There are several things to note to narrow down the field of possibilities. The first is to take pictures of the entire plant. This will give an idea of the general size and growth habit of the plant in question. Most plants grow erect, but some trail along the ground and some are ground covers. It is also important to note if the plant comes back year after year, or if this is the first time it has appeared. Once knowing the growth habit and size of the plant, a zoomed-in photo of a single leaf is the next step. Leaves provide three additional identification traits: arrangement, shape, and margin shape. Leaves are arranged on the stem of a plant in different ways depending on the plant. Leaves can be opposite each other or can alternate from each side of the stem. Sometimes, leaf location will circle around a stem. Leaves can also be simple, where there is a single leaf per bud, or compound, where there are multiple leaflets per bud. Leaf shape is a trickier diagnostic tool. Some leaves change shape between the base and top of the plant, so it is better to have multiple photos of leaves if possible. Lastly, the edges of a leaf are called the leaf margin. These can be smooth, toothed, or double-toothed. By combining all of these traits and knowledge of the general range of plants, it is possible to determine the species of any plant. For more information or for help identifying plants, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.